President Trump has created a commission to investigate voter fraud. Most states are refusing to hand over their registration records, but Georgia's leadership has agreed to release extensive personal information about voters here. Blogger Sam Burnham takes issue with that. He brings us this commentary.
I'm Sam Burnham, curator of the blog All the Biscuits in Georgia. I take issue with Georgia releasing its voter registration rules from a conservative small government view. First of all, it's as if the commission receiving these rolls was created by President Trump out of thin air, with no oversight from Congress, the courts, or the states. The next major issue is the role of the states. Our elections are run by the states, not federal entities, even if the offices being filled are federal. Local and state races do not involve the federal government. In fact, federal involvement in them is a dangerous intrusion. The states are not required to acquiesce to the whims of any president or any committee he may literally write into existence without regard for the Constitution. The states have rights, including the right to say no. And in this case, they should say no. President Trump went to Twitter, as is his habit, to ask what the refusing states have to hide. Frankly, they have the same sort of things to hide that citizens do when we oppose gun registries or warrantless wiretaps. Things that are simply none of Washington's business. Claims that the information is public and therefore should be handed over don't hold water either. This is about grandstanding, political theater for the president to proclaim himself ruler of the states. A role that is not supported by the Constitution. It's just a childish power trip. For Georgia specifically, the information being handed over is fortunately limited. But frankly, I'd like to see more spine out of our conservative leaders, like the defiance Governor Nathan Deal showed to the Medicare expansion. Such defiance was right thing then, and it would have been the right thing now.
That's Sam Burnham, curator of the blog All the Biscuits in Georgia.